A big shout out to the HubSpot Podcast Network for supporting this episode. Stay inspired with more podcasts that help grow your business at hubspot.com/podcast network.
Do you want to know the one thing that high performing salespeople do that low and average salespeople don't? Well, it's that simple. High performing salespeople swim to the island rather than treading water. Hi, my name is Will and I make selling simple. So this is the key difference between high performers and essentially everybody else. High performers are either on or off. It is binary. There is no gray area in between these two states for high performers where they are scrolling Instagram, watching porn, watching crappy TV, none of that stuff. They are either on, hustling, making money, or they are fully off, relaxed, skiing, hanging out with friends, whatever it is that gives them their off time. There is no in between. And when you get rid of that gray area in between making money, hustling, and having a nice time, living a great life, that's when you get to go places fast. I want you to think of it like this, right? There are two islands, an island of success and an island of pleasure, fun, leisure, relaxation, whatever you want to label it. High performers start the day and they swim over here, they get on the island of success, they hustle and they get the job done. Then perhaps 5, 6 p.m. they swim straight over here and they relax, they chill and they recharge. Sometimes they're going to hunker down on one island or the other for a little bit longer. They're going to put sustained work in on the success island, or they're going to put some sustained play on the pleasure island. It doesn't matter, but they're on one or the other and they spend very minimal time treading water in between. Now let's look at a non-high performer. These individuals start the day and they don't quite get to the island of success. They get distracted by 15 minutes of social media, a quick phone call. They don't time block their calendar, so they get interrupted from one way to another. And then it's lunchtime, so they head over here. But they don't quite get to the island of pleasure either, because they feel like they're behind on their work, so they can't have a full hour to themselves at lunch. They go back and forth and they spend the whole day bouncing between these two places without actually getting anywhere and enjoying either success or some actual time off and relaxation. Non-high performing people end up here in this gray area, treading water. They feel like they're working damn hard, and they might be actually working relatively hard, but it feels like a grind because they're not getting any results. So if you want to become a high performer, you've got to be on or off and not be in the gray area in the middle. This means cutting out any news that you're watching, doom scrolling on social media. You do not need Instagram, TikTok, even LinkedIn, even email on your mobile phone, on your iPhone, your Android phone, whatever you are using. You don't need it. Unless you work in field sales, you're probably sat in front of a computer all day. Use that to communicate to the world. Don't let your phone distract you with incoming communications. An obvious one, watching porn, complete waste of time. We don't need to dive too far into that. Hanging around with shitty friends who you don't actually want to spend time with in hindsight. Binge watching Netflix, this includes YouTube, this includes our content. If you watch salesman.com content over and over and over, listen to the podcast, watch the YouTube channel, if you're doing more than an hour or so of this a week, you just need to join the training program. And the first thing that I say to everyone who joins is stop consuming training content on sales and business. Go through the program, implement it, get the feedback loop from our coaching calls and improve, and spend time on Success Island, spend time on Pleasure Island. Don't faff around procrastinating by watching binging training content in between. And of course, for all the Americans out there, because this seems to be more prevalent over there than anywhere else, stop fighting, consuming, caring about politics. It does not matter. Politics do not affect you day to day. Having a load of money in the bank and having a great set of hobbies and ways to relax, that does affect you in a positive way. Focus on those two things. Stop wasting time in the gray area in the middle. So now that we've eliminated the gray area in the middle of the two islands, and hopefully you're going to stop treading water between them, now we need to define what lives on each island, why are we heading towards them, and what's the benefit of doing so. Now, obviously I can't tell you what you enjoy spending your time doing. The best way to understand this is to make a list of all the things that you think are your pleasure activities each week, month, and the year. Make a list of them, put them in priority of order, and then ask yourself this question. Hey, if I was on my deathbed, which of these would I rather not done and replaced with something more productive or more enjoyable? And that'll leave you probably with a few things that you should really double down on. For me, it's spending time in the countryside, in nature with my dog, it's playing drums, it's boxing, and I also enjoy watching films in my home cinema with me missus, my partner. That's what I do to relax, that's what I do to recharge, that's what I do to get my energy back after hustling day in, day out. For the success side of things, we try and do over 1 million in revenue over at salesman.com each year with a small, lean team. This year in particular, we're launching Selling Made Simple, the book. So that'll be a big thing that I'll be ticking off on Success Island. And so if I'm not driving revenue or working on the book, I'm probably treading water. It's a bad use of my time. So if you feel like you're not living up to your potential, if you feel like you're not performing as a high performer in your sales role right now, what can we do about it? Well, we need to define what your islands of success and pleasure look like. And then very simply, I wish it was more complicated than this. And I do this all the time on our coaching calls over at Salesman.com Academy as well. Define what it looks like to be treading water and just stop doing those activities. Some of them, if you've been addicted to Instagram, to porn, to wasting time on the internet for years, if not decades, if not most of your life, depending on how old you are, it's gonna be very difficult to get rid of them. But I promise you, if you can get rid of that block of crappy activity each day and add to your success or your pleasure island time over there instead, you're gonna make way more money, you're gonna be more successful, and you're gonna have a more productive and valuable life.